Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's hard, frolic. Round the world, dedicated to the memory of Joseph Arion. I don't know where my engineer is, but you know, one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, well, I'm still a kid, was Gene Shepherd. He used to come on the radio, WOR, Gene Shepherd. He wrote for the Village Voice. What a character. And he come on and tell all these stories about when he was a kid, you know, and all of his friends, Gasser, Schwartz, you know, and they had a gang, see, but it wasn't like the gang that you know. Yeah, I mean, not the bad kids, you know. They used to get in mischief, you know, all kinds of stuff. So the gang was called the Unstoppables. And Gene Shepherd used to tell these stories. And he's the guy who narrated the Christmas story. You know, Ralphie, you're going to poke your eye out. And this is the time of year when they show that, you see. So he kind of reminded me of Gene Shepherd, the great writer. He's a great writer, and it's funny. I never read any of his writing. I never knew what he wrote about, but I used to hear him on the radio. You know, and he was a real ad-libber, and he'd have music behind him on certain things. You know, and his theme when he came on the air was the racetrack theme. You know, the bugle. Who's the guy who wrote that song? Stephen Foster wrote wrote some racetrack song. You know? And
I like
he used to have that. He used to have that as his theme. What?
I like the bugle sound.
Yeah, give me that. Where's my philosopher? Never mind bugles. Where's my philosopher?
Hold on.
All right. In his sight, and my buddy Gene Shepherd, he passed away. Beautiful guy. But I'm going to tell you a real sad story later. My old man was a cannibal.
You shut it off?
One more time. Limit. Hello there, folks. Your disabled friendly philosopher. I just retired from the White House. And I can tell you that the White House would look better black. Because it's too white. The fella comes up to me and says, gee, don't I know you? I said, I don't know, but I don't know if I want to know you. And he said to me, well, what are you doing here? What kind of business? What's your business? I said, my business is none of your business. He said, wait a minute. He says, I'm with the Secret Service. Not a secret anymore. Now everybody knows it. You told me. Oh, shut up. Oh, I go in the White House. See? I said, I'd like to see Mr. Trump. nice fellow. The guy, you know, the guy with all the money, Mr. President Trump, and he said, oh, you can't see him.
Why not?
Well, because it's very, very special. You gotta have an appointment. You gotta have credentials. Then you gotta have a nice suit on. Then you gotta have a certain color tie. Then you gotta come in and you gotta announce yourself, and it's gotta be all kinds of formal letters and all that. And I said, wait a minute, I don't have that long to live. Yeah. Well, you see, whatever happened to the politicians where you could go in there, City Hall or any place like that, and knock on the door and say, hello there, Mr. Mayor, how are you today? You know, politicians, most of them are not like that anymore. They play hard to get, and they play get to hard. Yeah. And you can't even talk to them. That's part of why we can't get help, see? I mean, if I could go in there in the White House and say, oh, come on, Miss Parochi. Sign that stimulus. Go ahead. Come on, I'll help you. Give me the pen. Come on, you know. I mean, nice little things, you know. Be nice. The politicians be nice to us. Imagine the kind of world it would be if that was the case. Everybody would die of shock. There would be no more, the Undertakers would love it. Yeah. So would the graveyard. And all the people, morticians, they would love it if the politicians were friendly, because people would die of Gosumbia. Oh. Gosumbia.
What's that?
Gosumbia.
What's that?
What the hell is that? Oh, Gosumbia, that's when you don't know it's going to happen, but it happens, but you can't believe it, but it didn't really happen because you can't, it did, but it didn't. Oh, shut up. Get out of here. All right, inside we got the Laura Hardy coming up with the vaccine.
That's it.
And we got Jimmy Dinigan with Jimmy about how he was wishing that the school would burn down.
We've got to get some mischief music for Jimmy.
Dinigan was crazy. I mean, he was out of his mind, you know.
We got to get some mischief.
He goes up to, we're sitting in a school there, you know. Bunch of kids, what do we know, you know, most of us are blind or stupid, I mean, but, you know, but we're sitting there, and all of a sudden Jimmy gets up and says, Miss Mom, what would happen if the school burned down? And she goes,
Jimmy, sit down.
What would happen, Miss Mom, if the school burned down? Jimmy, stop talking.
And then Janie got all, Jimmy, don't say that. That's horrible. I'd be scared. Miss Maud, the school going to burn?
No, Janie, now be still.
Well, why did Jimmy say that?
I don't know. Now, Jimmy, don't come out with these ridiculous statements. Well, I just going to be nice. The school burned down. We didn't have to go to school no more. We smell good, too. Oh, shut up. Jimmy, sit down.
Smell good, too.
And he had the whole class was in an uproar, and then he says, get up 10 minutes later.
I want the school to burn down, Miss Mom. I want to pull the fire alarm. Oh, Jimmy!
I think he wanted to just pull the fire alarm to get
out
of
it. He wanted to pull the alarm. You know, in those days, we had the firebox.
Oh, I know, the bar. You had to break
the corner.
Box, the glass.
You know, when you go down the corner
the
and if you thought there was a fire, you know, you'd pull the damn thing. And the fire engines would come and everything with the hoses, and they'd start yelling and all that.
I want to hear him yell, Miss Mark. Jimmy, shut up.
Wait a minute. Those things, I remember, used to have glass covering them, and you break, right? Same thing?
Used to have what?
Glass covering it, right?
Yeah, some kind of, yeah.
You break, yeah, you broke
you
the
had
glass.
To open it up.
With a hammer. Yeah, you had to open it up. You broke it with a hammer.
And then you could, pull the lever.
And then you pull the lever. That's right.
I don't know about a hammer. What hammer?
Oh, you didn't have no hammer?
Well, you hit somebody in the head with
it. That's
all you needed was a hammer in my neighborhood. Forget it. Nobody would be left alive.
Not a real hammer.
Don't
real
give
hammer to
these
the
crazy kids a hammer on the corner. Are you kidding me? The cops would all retire.
Oh, yeah.
All right, in a sight. And we got Lauren Hardy coming, vaccine. And Louie will be here later.
You might have looked like we were a good neighborhood, Frank, but oh boy, we still had some bad kids, too.
Oh, we had a lot of mischievous, you know.
Yeah, mischievous
and,
kids in our neighborhood, too.
Yeah, before we go to the commercial, now, I got to tell you a story. My old man was a gambler, see. I mean, he was a religious gambler. Did you ever see it? You know what a religious gambler is? They walk around with the Bible, see. You know what the Bible
yeah.
what the Bible is when you're a gambler, right?
It's a newspaper.
A horse paper.
Yep.
So he always had this paper clenched under his arm, see.
Yep.
And he's going down the corner because he wants to...
He
went down the corner, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a day because he wanted to make sure that he had the latest results.
Huh?
Wait a minute, I got to go get the results. He'd be saying that every couple hours, you know.
Did he ever
I got to take the dog out, I may as well get the results, you know.
Nope.
I got to let the cat in, I may as well get the results, you know.
Mm.
I said, Dad. What's the results? Never mind, boy. You wouldn't understand.
What the results, Mom?
So he used to sit there with the paper. See, he was crazy. Oh, he'd go to the racetrack, and to him it was like going to church. You know, with the priest and all that bobble stuff. You know. So this one day. This one day, my mother says,
I want to go to the racetrack. I've never been there, Frank.
And she says, wait a minute, dear friends, you won't like it.
What do you mean? I want to get a hot dog with mustard and all that.
So she puts on the coat and gets back. She gets all dressed up. You know, my mother was a show-off.
Yeah.
Gets all dressed up, and he takes her to the racetrack. They go down the corner, get the bus. They had to go all the way up to Saratoga.
Yo.
You know,
yeah.
Saratoga and the racetrack.
Yeah.
You know, the big...
The big one, yeah.
I think there was one in Queens, but anyway... So he goes to the racetrack with us, they go in, and you know, I got the story later, but they go in, and my mother sees all these weird guys. You know, one guy has no shoes on, the other guy's got all torn pants, another guy has a suit on backwards, got the jacket on backwards. And the old lady says, "What's wrong with all these people, Frank?" They're not. Even my father goes, "They're normal."
They're normal.
Normal. This guy over here, his ass is sticking out. How do you mean he's normal? What happened to his pants?
Well, then my father tried to explain it to her. Well, you see, they come here with all their money, and they lose their money, and then they get mad, and some of them, they rip their clothes, France. It's no, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. What happened to his shoes?
Yeah, he probably ran out of the house and forgot them home. He had to make the first race.
Woo!
So they're over there, and all these weird cats. Then there was one woman there. She's there with her husband. See, the Jewish couple. They got plenty of money. Mm-hmm. Huh? Jewish. So she's telling him, "I want you to bet now this horse what I tell you." He goes up to the window and says, "Give me $20 on number 3. And she goes, "No, you stupid, number 4, not 3. So the guys put down number 4. He heard her yell, you know. So then they go up and they're watching the race. And they're off, you know. And there goes number 4 out by a length. Number 3 is trimmed. You know, and they're going on and on. And the winner is number 3. You stupid son of a bitch. Why didn't you play number 3? I told you. You told me number 4, Becky. I mean,
his
you want to see
would have been play every one of them so he wouldn't lose.
Go to the racetrack. Then, in the whole thing, see, my mother's all fascinated watching these people. You know, she never saw this before, these maniacs. You know? So while Mom is watching all these people, the old man wanders away. He saw a couple of his friends. You know, they're gonna analyze. See, they analyze the horses. What do you know about this horse, George?
What do you know about
that horse is wonderful. He threw me a kiss. I said, "What? Yeah? Gee, I gotta bet that." And they're all figuring out what they're gonna bet. Now, when they do that, I gotta explain this.
It brings it up.
When they do that, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They're in another planet, another world, you see.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden he turns around, my father says, "Holy smokes, where's my wife?" So Ma got lost. It's easy to get lost in a racetrack.
Let me tell you,
those people running around, and then they run up to the window. They run out. They don't care who the hell's in the way, too. Holy smokey. They'll run
so
right over
to
you.
Her, anyway? I forgot the story.
So she got lost, and the old man couldn't find her. And, come time, I guess he lost all his money. So he had to get home. So he went home. He went home without her.
God, how'd she get home?
He left her there.
He left her there.
And we're all worried about Mom. And in those days, you didn't have a phone. You know, no such thing as a cell phone, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we're all worried about Dad. Where's Mom? I forgot her. The race. So all of a sudden, oh man, we didn't sleep good, you know. It's worried about.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God!
We hear the door, the key, you know, and Mom comes in. And my, you son. You son of a bitch! You left me in a damn place with all those weirdos.
How did she get
some
home?
Guy tried to pick me up. It's a good thing I had a few dollars on me.
She's lucky she did.
And that's the story, boy. That's a true story.
How'd she get home? she got a cab.
She had to take the bus and the train and all that. And that's why it took us so long. 4 o'clock
in the morning. 4 in the morning. Oh, God.
Well, the moral of the story is if you're going to have a Bible, make sure it's the Holy Bible. Not the horse
That's
part.
Right. That's right. I don't think he
all
ever
right,
went
inside,
with her husband ever again.
Brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Oh, I got two giant bottles of rescue joint.
Thank you, Joanne. I'll thank her for you.
What do you call that stuff? What's the name of it?
Arc Natural Arc. Joint Rescue.
Arc Rescue
the
joint
best.
Stuff. Two big bottles. I mean, these people don't mess around. You know, these are the real people. Big East, Taquito
yeah.
Rescue.
That's right.
Hey, that fits right in. They are a rescue. All right. Inner Sight, I want to thank them so much for all the help. Big East, 609-388-7004. Adopt the Nikita. Joanne Diamond. A real angel on earth. All right.
Yes, she is.
Around the world, Follies, Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. 631-888-1186. Yeah. Get a good house. Get me one, too, while you're at it, will you? All right.
We have a lot of people we need to house. Right, Frank? A nice
yeah.
big one. So we have little sections that we could put people in, right?
Oh, yeah, that's all I need is all those weirdos around me. Forget it. I'd lose my mind
entirely.
No,
you know which weirdo. You know which weirdo. Hey, you wouldn't mind my
all
mom.
All right,
in a sight. You like my mom.
All the beautiful.
You like Rosie. Hey.
Beautiful
like
children
me, you know,
of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. And we remember all those. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ali, all those. Always love them and memorialize them. All right. Around the world, Toro Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, named after a dog.
Yeah, it is.
Good Mojo. And SuttonInsurance.com. All right. Oh, I got a joke about a dog.
Uh-oh.
Later on. But
what do you do?
Let's see what else we got. Able News. Duty Able News.
Yes.
Good.
Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign the petition, change.org. You know, if I did a column in Able News, you know what kind of column I would like to have? I'd like to have a column making fun of disabled people.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd
Woo!
Be fun. I'd enjoy
That'd
helping
be cool,
you
man.
With that. I'd help you.
That'd be cool.
I'd do it like the philosopher style.
You know, a nice
fun.
Column like that.
What kind
anyway,
of
Anyway, Inner Sight.
No.
what's up with those personals? We haven't done those in a while.
We haven't. Would you like to see if I
personals.
Can take a look?
Yeah, dig them up. I mean, I hope they're not dead, but dig them up anyway.
Hold
All
up,
right, the
up.
Biting Buzzard is here, and the Biting Buzzard will be in our, if we have time, for the Jimmy Dinigan burn down the school scene. Biting
okay,
Buzzard.
Biting Buzzard's looking for that? All right. Hold on, let me look
be,
in the meantime.
Part of that. All right, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, nobody starves Long Island. Nobody starves on Long Island. Gary, 631. A lot of people would like to starve Long Island. All right, 631 484-3085. Talk to Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical. Nobody starves on Long Island. And the Long Island Connection has a, I think, today's the 11th, right? Tomorrow. Long Island Connection, Hempstead. Go on their Facebook. They got some kind of an event to help disadvantaged families. All right, in Hempstead, Long Island. And my buddy Bobby, Rocco, Terry, you know, part of that Long Island Connection. All right, around the world, Inside Follies, and let's see. What else we got? Oh, yeah. No, a kid in school, see. Jimmy Dinigan was he was wild. He had a wild imagination. See? And one day he got it in his head that what would happen if the school burned down? He wouldn't have to go to school anymore. See, I remember this. So he comes in and we're all sitting there, you know, trying to do our math or whatever it was. And Jimmy jumps up and he says, "Miss Ma," he says, "Miss Ma, what would happen if the school burned down?" And Janie says, "Oh, no, please, don't let it burn down, please. I'm scared of fire." "Don't worry, Janie, I'll save you. I'll throw you out the window." Woo! And Miss Ma said, "Jimmy, sit down." And he's, you know, he's fidgeting with his arithmetic slate with the type, you know, and trying to figure out his example, and he's going on and on and on about the school. "Now I want the school burned down. I want to ring the fire alarm, you know." And while the school is burning down, I'm going to sing a song. "Jimmy, don't you dare pound in the rim under the glass. If you know, I ain't in your ass." Oh, man. Then they sent him down to the principal, Kramer. Mr. Kramer, he was a little short, fat guy, you know, bald. And the biting buzzard followed Jimmy down to the principal's office. And Jimmy went in and he's sitting down, and Kramer says, "Why did I ever get promoted?" "What did you do now, Jimmy?" "I didn't do nothing. I just done when the school burned down." "What?" Kramer freaked out. "Do I have to call your mother?" "I'm trying to bring a whole bunch of matches, Mr. Kramer." "What?"
"Woo! Guess what, Frank? You
and,
don't have any."
And Kramer says, "What's that noise?"
"I know, I ain't no noise. Oh, that's my bird." "What? You brought a bird to school?" "It's a biting buzzard."
"Jimmy, I can't take it anymore. I'm too old for this."
"Oh, you're not old, Mr. Kramer. You're only 59. That's not old."
"Oh, 59. He's not going to make it to 65.
Woo! Yeah, so...
poor guy.
I don't know what they did with Jim. They I don't know if they suspended him or what, but...
For saying that?
Oh, man. That
he
was
wanted
funny.
To be out of school, so...
School burned down.
No, I probably would have kept him in school, put him in his own room, and made him do a lot of homework. Alone.
Nah, you don't do
that
with Jimmy.
Why? He would have gone
crazy?
He'd
never do it.
He'd never do it? Oh, I'd have somebody sit there with him. You know who
you
would
got,
be patient enough
are you
to
on
it?
A speakerphone?
No.
Sound like you're so far away. Anyway.
Is that better? Is that a little better?
Yeah. Anyway, that was Dinnegan, and you know, they sent him home because they couldn't take it anymore for that day.
Oh, for that day.
And I think everybody in the class had nightmares about the school burning down.
Oh, no.
Especially Janie.
Poor Janie.
And then the next day we came in and Janie says, "Miss Ma, I smell smoke." "Oh, stop that, Janie."
"I smell smoke."
And the school's going to burn down now. Jimmy, be still.
And Joe McElroy is sitting there forever banging his fingers on the desk.
No,
you
that's
know,
his habit.
He thinks he's a drummer.
Well, yeah,
all right, in sight. Frolic.
Hold on.
give me some Lauren Hardy.
We have a caller if you want to do that in a bit, too.
What?
We have callers. Hold on.
Yeah, give me some Lauren Hardy.
First, and then you'll take the callers?
And then we'll take a phone call, yeah.
Okay. All right, Lauren Hardy, hold on. Hold on.
Lauren Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, and Cora Hack a Vaccine. I call this. Now, don't be a big baby.
Well, I'm not a big baby. I'm a little baby. Never mind. It's only a little perk of a needle. But a needle? I can't take needles. I swell up. Well, don't worry. I'll be right there with you. Yeah, but last time you fainted. And you almost broke the floor. Don't get smart. Now, come along to the doctor. We're going to make sure that you don't get the Cora Hacker. Cora who? Cora Hacker. Cora Hacker. Oh, wait a minute. I already had that. What do you mean? Well, I was married to a girl named Cora, and she was some yakker. What? What are you talking about? That's not the Cora Hacker. It's a virus. And it's very serious. So much so that it can ruin your life. Now, do you want that? Well, I'd rather have my wife ruined than my life. I'll take me chances. Now look what happened over there in my country, in England. My 90-year-old grandmother took that stuff. And look what happened to her. She had allergies.
Allergies?
Yeah. You mean she broke out? No, she was already out. She started hitting people on the street. And they didn't know why. And one fella, she hit him and she knocked him right across the street. Boy. Your grandma sure has power. Well, of course, she used to whack me every once in a while. How come you think I'm so smart? Never mind. Come on. We're gonna be late for the Cora Hacker needle. Well, that's good. now, be quiet. There's a lot of sick people in here, see? We have to be nice and quiet and peaceful. What's the matter with him? Well, I told you there's a lot of sick people, see? They can't help it because they didn't get the Korahacker vaccination. Now, do you want to be like that? Oh, what choice have I got? Oh, get in there. No, doctor, he's here to get the vaccination. Oh, yeah? All right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, he can count. What's 1, 2, 3, 4? Well, there are 4 types of vaccination, see? This one is for when you get it. This one is for when you don't get it. This one is for when you don't want it. And this one is, I forgot. He forgot. Wait a minute. He's going to give me the one he forgot. Ollie, did you hear that? There's 4 different ones. How do you know which one to take? Well, now don't worry about it. I have a paper here, see? It explains the whole thing to me. Now, wait a minute. But what it says?
Okay.
What did it say? I don't know. I didn't go to that school. But what school did you go to? I went to the pet school. Poof! Oh no, let's get out of here. Woo!
Sounds like praying or something. Shoot.
Yeah, that's about how it's going to be if you ever go to take that poison. All right, here's a sight. Oh, did you hear what happened with Mr. Biden?
Uh-oh, what happened?
Biden got the boot.
Yeah, I heard the other way around.
He got the boot, and it wasn't from Mr. Trump either. It was from his dog.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the way he used to wear a boot.
Boot, yep, for his foot.
I wonder if he still got that boot. Now, wait a minute.
He does.
Wait, that might be the new style. 2 different boots.
Yeah.
I can just... See, now, I can just see Gabriel now with that. A blue boot and a white boot.
Presidential boot. A presidential boot.
A plaid boot and a striped
boot.
I don't know. I'm not wearing that. All right, Biden got the boot.
Biden
got the boot. In a sight, we got any callers?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to that
view. Who we got?
Hold your horses. We got some callers here. All right. Let's see. We got Louie. We've got Maureen. And that's it.
Oh.
Maureen
all right,
is
well,
in the beginning of the show, by the way.
let's take Maureen's call, and then we got to get Louie in here.
Yeah.
In his sight, Follies. Around the world.
Maureen.
And whatever you
Hello
do,
there.
Don't take your girlfriend to a racetrack and leave her there.
Yeah, right?
Unless you want to get rid of her.
I didn't hear what you had said, Suzanne, about at the beginning of the show. I didn't hear what you said about me at the beginning. I didn't hear what you said when you were introducing me to come on. Suzanne?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Just now, when you said something. Oh.
Oh no, I said he is Maureen. That's all.
No,
I said.
You said something
I'm
about thinking. The beginning since the beginning of the show. I don't know.
Yeah, to him.
I don't think.
She's been on since the beginning of the show.
Oh, she said Maureen has been on the line.
Yeah, I couldn't hear because
I was transferring my phone from speaker to non-speaker, so I didn't hear what exactly you had said.
While I'm listening, I listen
on
the
speaker.
I said something about you. I'm like, I don't remember saying anything. But
All right.
I thought of something, I'll do a
comedy show at the nursing home, but they wouldn't like it.
What? That'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Nah, they wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Of course, yeah. Some of the things I'll say about them.
Well,
wouldn't be so funny.
True. They might not like it, but it's true.
I see what you mean.
Well,
I got to talk to my mom again today, so that was good. But you know, this is really getting. I mean, I sit here and I think, how long are we going to be kept away from our loved ones? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is like some POW camp or something. I mean, really and truly.
Yeah.
How much longer are we going to have to be separated? This is cruel.
I was thinking about that.
It really cool. I'm sorry.
I gotta find out if I can go.
Cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I might. Oh.
Cruelty to us.
You know, I used to go for the COVID test, right? I haven't gone in a few weeks because, of course, there were no visitors. Well, I used to go, and, you know, there'd be some people there. I mean, some were for COVID tests, some weren't. Well, what a mess it has become. Now,
yeah.
I go today, and I said, you know, I was sitting there for a bit, and then, oh, we're going to take you as, you know, quick as possible, and we know you're handicapped. So, because the other day when I called, the guy said they'd take me, you know, right away. Well, it wasn't right away, but. Because here's what the plan is that they're doing. You go in, you give them your name and your, you know, text. They'll text you to come back 4.5 to 5 hours later.
Oh,
well,
geez.
I can't do that. I take a cancer ride. So, you know, I mean, this is ridiculous. Truly.
Why do they want you to come back?
Well, why can't they just do it? Well, I don't know. Maybe the lines would be too long. I don't know. Why are the lines longer now? Because
I know why they
want
you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know why. They need time to make the poison. They got a dream it up.
I have two letters from the nursing home that came today. My roommate has to read them to me yet, but wanted to eat dinner in peace first. I don't know why there were two here. I have to see what that's about. I told my mom today, I had a conversation with her. I said, do you think you could really take it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Susan?
I said, of all the times that they know that you're, you know, your mother's there and you yourself, you know, are visually impaired, they can't give you a, you know, something that you should read.
I've told them that a million times. I've spoken to them that, you know, goes in one head and out the other, as my mom used to say. You know?
Yeah.
You know they got
they got
four different kinds of poison. Did you know that?
Yeah,
yes, I've heard.
One's worse than the other. Did you hear what Trump said to the guy, the head of the FDA?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it.
He says, if you don't pass that by Friday, you're fired.
That's what he said. Exactly what he said.
Well, in Canada,
he doesn't want Biden to
have
credit for it. That's what he said.
In Canada and Britain, they're already being given out, but not here, and here's
right.
where it was developed.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what's part of the major
plan.
What's he going to say if he passes it and a whole bunch of people die from it?
You know, I had a talk with her today.
She's going to say it wasn't mine.
I had a talk with her today, and I said, you know, I don't think you really should take it. So I said, what do you think? Because I said they haven't really tested it on elderly people.
I
mean, I'm not taking it. Thank God for the time it's been around this, even if it's true virus. Half of it I don't even believe is true. I swear I don't. Half of this I don't believe is true. But say the other half is. For the time that it's been around, thank God I've been safe. So why should I get shot up with this virus that might make me sick or worse? You know?
You're not the only one who feels that way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You're not the only one who feels that way.
No, and did you hear this? I don't know who she is here. Rosenthal, I think, is her name. She's trying to get up a thing that everybody has to be vaccinated for it. So we have our rights are being taken away every day.
No, wait. You can't do that if people are allergic, and I'm not going to go for that. I can't.
Well,
I'm allergic.
You know,
I have very bad allergies, and I'm not going to go for that.
Right.
My list of allergies are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to make me take something I am allergic to. She'll kill me.
Right.
Forget it.
Who's Rosenthal?
I don't know what her position is in the the city or state. I don't know what. I just heard her name. I'm sure it was Rosenthal. She wants to get up that everybody has to be given it.
Which poison did she take?
I don't know. Something that
probably
really
none. That's why she's still alive.
Right?
Yeah, I know. There's four different ones. How do we know what one's going to the nursing home or not? And then it has to be 95 degrees below zero.
You don't know anything.
It's never going to work out.
You don't know anything. Well, you know, I'm not worried about it at this point. I'm really not. I'm not.
It's only for, you know, if it weren't for her, because I don't, you know, I just have had enough of these dictators and Gestapos in this city and state. Really, you know, and now he's going to close the restaurants again, and he's just killing the state and the city, too. He's just taking it out on the city for whatever reason. And, you know, really, he's just, I don't know what his idea is, but he has ruined New York for good. I don't think New York's ever going to bounce back. I really truly don't.
Well,
and
then
if
you
it
can
does,
write
it'll
another
take...
book about it.
Oh, yeah.
I
what
think
is it?
The
book could be called I Ruined New York.
No. I think all of them have.
His first
really,
book could have been
a...
Cuomo Fairy Tales.
Yeah, right.
If he thinks
that's
he did
a good
job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, all of them really have done a little bit of their own job in all the states, seriously. It's been bad this year. I never seen anything like
well,
it.
Well, not all
life.
The states. A certain color states have been really ruined. California and New York are the two worst, and Jersey is another one. That are messes totally, you know. You know, I mean, what's your space over in Jersey, Murphy? Murphy, he let too
well, we
many
had a governor
down.
In New Jersey. The governor of New Jersey was so fat he couldn't even get in his office.
Oh, that was Christie, right?
What's his name?
Christie.
You're Frank.
Casey, that's it.
It's Murphy now. Murphy's the governor now. But I mean, they can't. How long are they going to keep us apart? This is December. This garbage started in March. I've seen my mom nine little visits.
Oh,
yeah, really.
We got it. We got to get Louie in.
Yeah, we
Maureen.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Maureen.
Okay. Take care, guys. Okay, bye.
All right, hang on. Let me just get to the other one. Yes, we do. We just signed.
All right, in a sight. Frolic. Television, Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Louis Rivera on In a Sight.
And here he comes.
And, live. Here he is, the great Louis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready for you.
My name is Vito Corleone, and welcome to Frolics on Inner Sight.
Hey, Mr. Corleone. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there waiting for the holidays, you know. And I want to thank that lady, Vanna. She's so hilarious. I talked to her on the phone about 3 weeks ago. I'm doing Gilda Ragnar on the Frolics on the Friday night. We're talking to Chitty Chatty with Pat Cooper, and showing a ding-a-ling and everything, and talking, giving out the love drop and so
wait,
on.
Whoa. She's not showing her ding-a-ling. I hope not. You don't have a ding-a-ling.
No ding-a-ling. Somebody else.
So somebody else is showing their ding-a-ling on the show? Well, that's pretty steep, you know.
Tickle.
Hey,
Louie,
I got a question for you. Hold on.
What is it, Frank Ferrino?
Who was Tito Rodriguez?
He's a Latin band leader from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, Latin, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Is he still alive?
1973, he passed away of leukemia. February 4th, 1973. 50 years old.
Oh, he was young, man.
Yeah.
Young guy.
Yeah, 50 years old. Tito Rodriguez sing, Dime cuando tu verás.
There you go.
Dime cuando. Si mi vida va a pasar, cuánto lo ya termina, hueva la paloma, es tu paloma, si me la que fuera para la escuela, paloma viene en Estados Unidos, quien no quiere saber dónde yo quiere le para la amiga, ya no más, vuelva la paloma, es tu paloma. Mire la que buena para la corda. I remember that one.
All right. Tito Rodriguez.
All right.
The great Tito
Rodriguez.
I remember he sings boleros, too.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Boleros?
Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Dada. I'm talking to Frank Ferrino and Susanna Taurasi Ferrero. On the Flowers on a Friday night, I talked to Tito Rodriguez while giving out the love that to a Puerto Rican lady.
And what'd you do?
Thank you, my kids. Listen, I throw a kiss to a Puerto Rican lady and give him kissy, 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 all that, and I say, hello there. My name is Tito Rodriguez. I gave everybody a love drop to a Puerto Rican.
All right. In a sight.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, you know any Christmas songs? Give us a Christmas song.
Okay. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. The treetop is here, and children say, you hear love drops in the snow. I dreamin' of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. With every Suzanne Ferrero I ride, may your day be merry and on bright.
Oh, jeez, oh my.
And they all be Suzanne Taurasi B.Y.
Yay!
All right, in sight.
All right, Louie, thank you.
All on the side, I'm working on the inside. So next Friday on the inside, what I do, Roseanne and Dan, and we'll tell the story about Cooper talking to the ladies in one of the bathroom doors. I'm going to give everybody a love drop. All right. Don't forget to tune in next Friday, same time.
We'll see you next week in the bathroom.
On public,
all
on
right,
public
Lou,
access.
Okay. All right, Lou.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Lou.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou. You were great, man.
Thank you, Lou. All right.
Thank you very much, Roseanne Dana speaking.
Okay, take care, Roseanne Dana. Good night.
All right. In a sight, frolics. And we didn't have too much time, but Gabriel's up to mischief.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is with him, but he's always getting in trouble. He went down to the library, and he got mad because the library was closed. See, so he's a great mathematical genius. You know, he knows how to open doors. Yeah, he figured out the locks. You know, mathematically, I don't know how he does it. So he opens the door and the alarm goes off. You know, you ever hear one of those alarms? You could hear them 5 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he got stuck. He got stuck in the door. See?
Yeah, I see.
and he couldn't get out. And the cops came. Boy, you really got stuck in it this time, didn't you, Gabe? We got you red-handed.
Exactly. Yeah. I would have said that.
Where's your clothes? He had on the boxes and the boots.
There
what you are
go.
You trying to do here? You know, this is a respectable town in a library. You don't walk around like that with boots and boxes, especially in the colder weather. Well, I have to go to work, so go to work? Yeah, this is my work clothes. I'm dressed like this all the time. This is work clothes. What kind of work do you... I work up on the roof, see? On the roof? Yeah, I fix ceilings that come down. Well, when I fix them, they don't come down. They don't come down and they don't go up. What? Where do they go? Nobody knows.
No,
oh, get out of here. Come on, get them out of here. Boxes and boots. I never heard of such a thing. Inner Sight will be with you Monday, mad or glad. They don't go up and they don't go down. Gotta
go
someplace. all around. I want to thank
all
our listeners. Inner Sight, phone number 631-224-3090. Co-host, engineer Suzanne. Everybody, thank you for listening. Hope you had
a
little crazy fun. Stay away from that vaccine stuff. Oh, that stuff is horrible.
Yeah, you know what's in it.
It'll destroy your life.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. See you Monday on the Mad or Glad. Around the world. Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a little fun. And remember, you go to a doctor, and if you hear that poof, get out of there.
You poof.
Poof.